USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The advance of Turkish forces into northeastern Syria is now into its second day. The Turkish president saying the air and ground offensive has killed over 100 what he calls terrorists in the invasion of Syria. It's unclear whether those killed, though, were fighting with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The UN Security Council due to meet today to discuss the situation. The Turkish invasion began after U.S. troops were pulled from the area. Two of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani's business associates, are now being charged with conspiracy and campaign finance violations. The case linked to efforts to get Ukraine to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son. An unnamed member of Congress also referenced in the federal indictment that was filed in New York City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Lehman. When we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People in over a half dozen states, from eastern Washington state to northern Wisconsin, are bundling up for a winter-like storm that forecasters say is potentially historic. The storm expected to dump up to 2 feet of snow in some spots. Police and public officials in Minneapolis are hoping to keep the streets there safe, as thousands of protesters and counter-protesters are expected to turn out during President Trump's visit today. He'll be traveling to Minneapolis for a campaign rally. L.A. fans have the Dodger blues this morning after what happened last night at Dodger Stadium.
It's a grand slam! Howie Kendrick has done it! They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout!
Nats play-by-play announcer Charlie Slows. The Washington Nationals heading to the National League Championship Series now after that finish last night, 7-3 over the Dodgers. They'll now face the Cardinals in the National League Championship Series beginning on Friday in St. Louis. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The assessor in Arizona's biggest county is facing charges in a multi-state human smuggling scheme. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
County assessor in Arizona is facing charges for human smuggling and selling children in an adoption scheme. According to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, Maricopa County Assessor Paul Peterson is facing 32 felony counts in the scheme that stretched across Arizona, Utah, and Arkansas.
We allege that Peterson, through his adoption agency, is accused of utilizing this adoption scheme in at least 29 births here in Arizona between November of 2015 and May of 2019. County Assessor Peterson is also accused of using false information to place these Marshall Islands women on state-funded health care in order to pay for delivery costs, allegedly bilking the state out of more than $800,000.
The Trump administration is lashing out at the mayor of Minneapolis for charging more than $500,000 for security for a Trump campaign event at the Target Center last Thursday night. An Obama event in 2009 was charged just $20,000. Mayor Jacob Frey, a frequent Trump critic, explains.
President Barack Obama was coming here on behalf of the Office of President of the United States, not as a campaign event. President Trump is coming to Minneapolis as a campaign rally.
The Trump campaign described Frey as a radical leftist mayor. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.